Hey listeners, this is Kat Kruger, your Dungeon Master at D20 Dames. For those of you who follow us on social media, you'll know that Jen and Jess, who play Riot and Lariah, were recently at PodCon, where they met a number of our listeners like Ken Jackson and Michael Bowman, and they also got to hang out with pod friends at Venture Maidens, Fate and the Fable Maidens, Adventure They Wrote, Dungeon Drunks, and Very Random Encounters, among others. If you're interested in seeing us in person, we've got a number of live shows we're lining up for the year, so stay tuned to the end of this episode for an announcement of our next show. Speaking of which, in the last episode, the dames were on the case of a wayward cow. Let's see how they progress in solving this mystery.
In the time while we wait for night, can we go check out Bran's farm?
Yeah, sure.
Would y'all be down for that?
No. Yeah, of course.
We should see if there's a way to, like, secure that bull. Or no, the bull's missing. Sorry. We should see if we can figure out how the bull kept getting out.
Yeah. Yeah, the bull is impounded at right, the guard yeah. house right now.
It's costing, like, 100 dragons a night too to stay there. So
yeah, like when you head out of the flagon, you can actually hear the cow mewing, like mooing really, really loudly from the guardhouse. And the guard has stepped outside to get away from the noise.
The window panes rattling. Okay.
All right, so you head over to Bran's farm. And, like, it's not in disrepair. It's definitely in better shape than the Hemsar farm is currently. But you can do,
what kind of a check?
Investigation check?
Winter is the time when people do all their painting and stuff. It's not like it's going to look great right now. I'm sorry, I'm missing. Ooh, I got an 18.
Oh, right. Nice. A moment. I got a 13.
I got an 11.
All right. I'd say Rose and Riot, you kind of do, you know, tapping around on the fences, and it doesn't really seem like there's like any really loose fencing.
So there's no geocaches here, Rose.
Oh.
Or Lariah. Sorry, you're the one. Yeah. Thought my senses were tingling. All right, so, and there's a gate that, like, the lock seems pretty secure, or?
Yeah.
Do we see any, like, hoof prints deep in the ground on the outside of the fence? Like, they would, like, show you, maybe, like, a jump landing? Or?
You sort of see a lot of pacing around in one area, mm-hmm. And yeah, when you look closer, you think that maybe the cow might have jumped the fence.
Oh, a rascally devil. Check this out, Lariah.
And the pacing, too. I wonder if that means you are right, that there was someone sort of like trying to lure it out, like convincing it to jump.
Yeah.
And then leading it away.
Like, oh, maybe like a ghost cow. Like a friend, you know, being like, "Ooh, come over here." Like, instead of saying boo, it says moo.
I mean, it's possible. Maybe. I was thinking more like maybe someone from the Oglantir family trying to give the Hemsars a bad name, saying that they sold, faulty bulls. That's not the right word.
Yeah, your hypothesis makes more sense than mine, I guess. Yeah.
That would... No, I like yours, though. Ghost cow. That's good.
Yeah. Ghost cow. Listen, we got to throw everything at the wall to see what sticks.
Exactly. We can't throw that one out.
Scrape it back up.
Maybe we should see if at night somebody should also stay with the cow.
Ooh.
Just in case it's something that, like, still wants to lure it out, even though it's impounded.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to split up?
Yes.
Yes.
Who wants to case the cow joint?
Rose used to live on a farm, so she'll do that. And I had nothing as big as cows or bulls, but yeah.
Right, I'll hang out in the grapes.
Okay, Rose is going to the jail cell, and then Riot and Lariah, you're going to the grape farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The vineyard,
Lord,
sorry.
Lord Warder's farm.
No, that's Amicale.
Oh, Amicale,
one
sorry.
Of the rancher, one of the farmers for House Amicale. How much time do you want to spend there?
I spend until the moon is straight ahead above.
Okay. So Riot and Lariah, what are you looking for in the vineyard?
Something that would like have lured a cow there, or like evidence of someone like messing around in there.
Yeah, Riot's okay. Looking specifically for like a wooden shaped cow with like a place to blow into. And if any other clue shows up, she's ignoring it. No.
Are you okay? Can you both do an investigation or survival check?
Yeah. Oh gosh. Well, Lariah.
Ooh, 18.
Riot got a 6.
Riot, you're not able to ascertain very much.
These grapes make red wine, Lariah.
Yes. But Lariah is very focused, and what you can see is, you know, the tracks of a cow coming into the field. Mm-hmm. There's like a ruined section of grapevines here, and in a bunch of other places over the course of the past, you know, few nights where the cow has come through. But you don't notice anything out of the ordinary that would suggest somebody was luring the cow over here. You do notice like footprints of what you would assume are the workers.
Is there anything going on with like the grapes themselves? Are they like special cow tempting grapes?
Did you want to test one? Did you want to taste one?
Sure, why not? Poison probably won't
and
kill me.
As she lifts it up to her mouth, Riot puts a hand on her and, I'm sorry, Lariah, what I said earlier was incorrect. Red wine's made with red or black grapes with the skins on, and these are red grapes?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so you could also make white wine with these if the skins aren't on. I'm sorry, I spoke incorrectly earlier. I don't want to misinform people about one of our favorite beverages.
So Lariah, you taste the grape and it tastes like a wine grape.
Nice, nailed it. Good job on your wine assessment there, Riot.
Hey, I just, you know, you gotta learn something every day, right?
So meanwhile, back in town, Rose, where are you stationing yourself?
I am stationing myself. I assume the guard is still kind of hanging away from the loud cow.
Yeah, I'll describe the guardhouse. It's an unassuming brick guardhouse that stands in the corner of town square. There's a window on each side of the building, but the one out back is placed higher up on the wall and barred. Mm-hmm. And from inside, you just hear these plaintive moos call out. The guard is clearly annoyed. He is standing outside the closed door to the guardhouse as the moos just continue.
Rose walks up to the back, grabs a clump of grass, and stuffs it through the back window.
You hear a splat and more a pause in the moos, and then the moos start up again.
A splat? I don't think grass splats.
No, I think you scared it so bad that it...
Oh my god.
I would like to try to peek into this window just to see what the bowl looks like.
Okay. I guess with your monk ability, you could just like scale the wall.
I grab the bar and I pull myself up.
All right.
To look in.
Yeah. So you look in and it looks like an average young male bull with tiny little horns jutting out of its temple, and it sort of startles as it sees your face up there, and then moves even more intently as it's staring at you, as though it's trying to communicate with you.
I don't have speak with animals. Moo? How are you?
No, I think that's a whale.
The druid would know. The cow just keeps mooing at you. Are you trying to moo quietly or...
probably not.
So eventually you feel a tug on your leg.
Uh-huh.
The guard looks up at you.
Hi.
And sort of waves you down. Here for a look, CA.
I just figured there was something wrong with the cow.
Well, no doubt about that. You'd make a fine steak, that one. And he says it really loud.
Oh, gosh.
And the cow just responds by mooing even louder from inside.
Whoa.
I swear he can understand what I says.
It's possible. Wait a minute.
Can I help you with something?
I am here to just figure out what this issue is. I used to work on a farm. Although I guess you all work on farms here. Except you.
Well, I don't.
I know you don't. How did you get into this line of work?
He tilts his head at you. I knows what you're trying to do.
What am I trying to do?
Trying to distract me from the fact that there's a mooing cow in there.
I mean, honestly, you've been in front of this cow all day. Wouldn't you welcome that distraction?
How about you come around front so I can make sure nobody comes into the place, eh?
That's a great point. I will join you.
So it comes up front and sort of peeks into the guardhouse to make sure there's nobody that entered while he went back. And you can just hear the cow huff and grunt and moo again as he sees somebody. And then he just shuts the door real quick.
Do you mind if I give him a little bit of food?
Well, I think the only thing he wants to eat is grapes.
But why grapes? Cows don't eat grapes.
Seems a bit too posh, if you ask me.
It's just so specific. I mean, I never took cows for, like, as being that particular in their diet.
No, this one seems rather peculiar.
Do you know anything about the cow?
Shakes his head.
Shucks. I mean, I'd love to get this solved so that you could stop listening to a cow mooing. Bran could go back to actually having a bull and eventually have a flock of cows. And...
Well, he's off to Waterdeep in the morning, likely being sold for slaughter. Won't be much trouble for much longer.
Does he need anybody to take him to Waterdeep?
No, city guard's coming.
Ah, okay. Because we're heading that direction.
City guards beat you to it.
Pity. The Waterdeep city guards or the Amphil city guards?
There's a bit of a switch going on, and we're getting some new folks come up, send them right back down for a cow to slaughter.
Oh. Does all the slaughtering happen in Waterdeep? You guys don't do it here?
No, we're a bit put off by this one.
Oh, just this specific cow.
Yes.
Hmm. Do you often impound cows?
It's the first one.
Curious. What do you know? Tell me about Bran, the offending farmer.
Bran's a fine, upstanding citizen, as far as I know, but...
So why the 500 dragon fee? If well, it's clearly, it seems like it's more of a cow issue than the farmer issue.
Well, they come back every night to take the cow back, and every night the cow escaped.
And you guys checked his fences, right?
Well, yes, but...
So, they looked pretty sturdy.
If you can't keep the cow in, and the cow runs amok, and eats all of our wine grapes, then what are we to do about it?
Well, it doesn't seem like finding the farmer who did all that he could is the right solution. It's just going to create animosity between neighbors.
Well, it's not up to me, is it?
But wouldn't you love it if it could be up to you? Like, I'm sure you have career aspirations.
Yep, I'd sure like to get out of this town and stop guarding a cow.
Hashtag goals.
Riot and Lariah, what do you want to do after your investigation there?
We'll probably head back into town, right?
Yeah, probably head back and meet back up with Rose.
Okay. So she's in conversation with the guard.
Hey, Riot. Hey, Lariah.
Hey.
Ooh, hey, Lariot.
What?
I got a new nickname for you guys, so that if I run out of energy to talk, I can just say Lariot.
I'm waiting for the time when you don't have any energy to talk, Rose.
Blink,
but
blink.
But I like it. I like it. It's not bad.
Are we like updating each other on our investigations, or should we wait till we're not by the guard?
Let's go get a drink. Thanks for letting me bug you.
The guard just sort of waves off at you. Have one for me.
Will do.
I don't know about you two, but I could use some solid foods.
I was just saying that to give us a reason to walk away.
Oh, good. Oh, okay, sorry. We got to come with like a symbol or a signal we could put behind our backs or something.
But you guys were in front of me.
What? Yeah, I know, yeah, but if you're like talking to someone and we come up or... We should have a symbol either way. Or signal.
That's fair. That's fair.
Those words are interchangeable in this instance, so...
It's true.
Okay, so you make your way back to the flagon. Mm-hmm. It's later in the evening now, so it's pretty empty except for the barkeeper.
Hey, let's go find that corner. A seat in that corner.
Oh, I was like, did the restaurant move? Sorry, my blood sugar is really low, so.
So the barkeep comes over and she asks if you, you know, she takes your food orders. She says she can, I can make up some food in the back.
That'd be delicious. Do you have a stew?
That's what I was gonna say.
Yes, she can definitely hook you up with a stew.
Wait, what kind of? And is it like someone's favorite gray horse meat or?
No.
Well, I'm just saying, like, who supplies the stuff here, you know?
We have farms here and we use the produce and meat from here.
All right, it's local. Let's do it.
I would like something that does not have any meat in it.
She can definitely hook you up with that. This is, even though it's, you're in a very small town, you're starting to get the feeling that they're able to provide a wide range of things simply because of the bounty that they have around them. And probably because of the lords.
Cool.
All right, so what happened, Rose? Dish.
So the cow just would not stop mooing. And so I took a peek into the cell, and it seemed to, like, look at me and moo louder. The guard swears the cow can understand what he's saying. And I don't have any way to talk to animals. But maybe one of you guys do?
Do either of you know of a spell that can turn a person into a cow?
I've not heard of one.
I mean, it could change the shape, but not the voice that I know of.
I'm just wondering, we've got a missing teen, I think, and a cow that seems to understand language.
Oh, and that keeps... I think you're right.
I mean, if nothing else, we probably shouldn't let them take that cow to be slaughtered until we can be sure.
Definitely not. They're coming in the morning.
Especially because enchantments sometimes end upon death, and so as soon as they kill him,
oof. Ooh.
What a scene.
Yeah. Also, it didn't make sense now that Lorelai asked for food without meat, since we didn't actually know this part yet, but she's going to lean over and say, like, maybe don't eat the meat.
Great.
Just in case. Just throwing that out there.
In case it's people?
You hear some dishes sort of rattle as Arliosa comes out with your meals and sets them down on the table.
Oh, great.
Hey,
this looks so,
Arliosa.
So good.
What can you tell us about the Lord Warder's missing son?
Malark,
yeah.
Well, he was into a lot of trouble, I reckon. He fancied himself.
Here it is.
What?
No, keep going. It's called active listening.
He's a handsome young lord who is known for his indiscretions, like I said, and
like getting drunk.
Got into a little bit of drinking, got into a little bit of flirting with a lot of noble women, but his eye lately has been on the rancher's daughter. I suppose he might have run off because he was rejected by her.
which rancher's daughter was he interested in?
What's her name? Hamzar's daughter, Razira.
The one with the lasso?
Yeah, she's
the lasso. Again, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, what's going on with you today?
You know, when you, like, travel, sometimes you, like, try out, like, different accents, you know? Anyway, yeah. Her. All right. She rejected him, huh?
Indeed.
I mean,
I doubt he's been ever rejected in his entire life, that one.
And how long after she rejected him did he disappear?
Well, I suppose the last time she rejected him was a few days ago.
Like 4 or 5 days ago?
Yeah, I don't know exactly when it all happened, but, you know, word does spread around here.
All right, well, thank you. Oh, look, there's cheese and bread next to my stew as well. excellent.
gonna eat your stew?
Is the bartender still there? Yeah. Oh, good. Okay, so I...
You're just like...
Right. We both dip our spoons in and kind of place it against our closed mouth. Mm. A little bit just kind of drips.
Mm. It's so hard.
she goes off to clean off the bar and some glasses.
I spit out the human stew.
You don't know this. Have there been a rash of missing people?
If you ask Arliosa, no.
Oh, well, then we can eat this. Let's go. All right, so what should we do? Should we, I mean, let's think about it, not systematically, but who do we think changed him? Was it someone from the Hamzar family? Because like maybe after he got rejected, he came back to cause trouble?
It could be that, yeah. I think our first concern should be making sure that cow doesn't get sold off or like taken off and slaughtered. Just so we can make sure that it's not Malark.
Do we have 500 dragons?
Dragons? Rose, we're not buying them. We're going to break them out of there.
Oh. Yeah, I was thinking we could like talk to the guard and maybe explain
and knock
what's
him
going
out.
On.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Or Riot's plan, I mean... We could try saying, like, hey, this cow might be your Lord Warder's son, so, like, don't let him get killed, but, or we can just
I don't
go
like,
for the
I don't know if we're going to trust the guy that, well, what about this? What if we took him a beer?
You know, I think he is getting tired of being by the cow. He might be bribable.
Yeah. Take him a beer. Or give him a coin and bribe him so he goes away on his own. Let's get out of there. Let's go save this cow teen.
All right, so you head back to the guardhouse, and the guard is now sort of slumped outside the door. He's trying to stay standing, but you can see he's getting really tired and annoyed. By the mooing that continues on inside.
Do you need a break?
Break's coming soon, I hope. Did you have a beer for me?
We brought a beer for you.
His eyes light up, and he sort of looks around. And then he opens the door and ushers you inside and takes the beer from you. It's between us, eh?
Of course. I mean, you caught me hanging off the outside of the cell, so yeah.
You can't keep the beer stein, though. We got to take that back. It's on loan.
Oh, for sure. And the mooing in here is really quite loud because of the stone building, and it's just like kind of reverberating around the walls, and the cow presses its face against the bars and is sort of like trying to make eye contact with one of you.
Laura will, like, while the guard is talking with Riot or with Rose and drinking his beer, Laura will step closer to the cow and kind of whisper at it. This probably makes me seem insane that I'm whispering to a cow right now. But if you can understand me, I think I know what's happening, and we're going to make sure you don't get slaughtered, probably.
Are you casting Speak with Animal?
Oh, no. Does it not just, like, understand human talk?
Okay. It seems like it's taking in your information. And it lets out a little sigh, calms down a little bit, and then sort of like presses up against the bars, the area where the lock is, and tries to like hoof at the lock.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get you out of here, but we can't, like, the guard is right there. Cow friend.
Riot comes over. Hey, does Malark understand you?
I think so. He's stopped mooing now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it might be Malark and that he understands. Hey, cow, are you Malark? Just, like, nod your head, I guess.
It flops its head around. You're not really sure.
Okay, so we can't come at it, like, with the guard, like, hey, we think this is Malark, and here's our proof. And he's, like, spelling his own name out in the dirt. or like, moving his poop around to spell Malark. All right, well, that was my idea. Your turn. we should join them too. We should just like.
Yes.
Just whispering over by the cow.
Fine, you're fine.
Your friends are a bit drunk, are they? Talking to the cow.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long day. We did a lot of walking, and then we tried to help out, and it just seems like we've hit a dead end.
Hey, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
He notices for a second, he looks around and he's like, oh, it's Percival. Did you... it's nice and quiet in here now. He says, cheers.
Cheers.
Gluck, gluck, gluck. Yeah, our druid's a cow whisperer. That's why we came to say hello. Mm-hmm. We might have made an interesting discovery, too. And if you help us out, it would do very well for your career. Riot kind of looks at Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so?
Yes.
Go on.
Well, this cow is probably Malark. I think we've established that Loria is not subtle.
That
he spits out some of the beer and it like sprays out and hits Rose.
Whoa! Hey! Hey!
Rose, did you have a reaction prepared so you can pull Rose away from you? Or do you just have to take it?
If you run over all the dexterity.
That would be a 25.
You have the Stone of Luck, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you dodge out of the way.
23, sorry.
Yeah. There's just beer, like a splatter of beer where you were standing. come again?
Think about it. Nobody has seen Malark for 4 days. This cow was sold to Bran 4 days ago.
And it's been doing weird not cow things, right?
And he said he thought it understood human English.
Well, I haven't seen my mom in 4 days either, but it's not my mom.
How do you know?
I mean, have you asked it?
Hey, cow, are you my mom? And the cow just moves really slowly and snorts. He shrugs.
Well, moo is mom without the ending, so...
Cow, you understand us, right?
Moose.
That's... work with me here. Wouldn't you rather we find out for sure that it's not Malark before you're responsible for sending the Lord Warrior's son off to be slaughtered?
When you say that, the cow freaks out and starts mooing really loudly again.
You're not going to get slaughtered.
It's pacing around its cell. Mooing, doesn't hear you.
Some compelling evidence, don't you think, Percival?
Well, I think it's above average intelligence for a cow, but I'll lose my job if I let him go.
Yeah, but if they if the enchantment wears off after he's dead, you're going to be real fired, like, from life, probably.
Well, how was I supposed to know?
You're just a guard. We know. We know. That's why we're here, and we're trying to help you out. Can I roll a persuasion?
You can roll a persuasion.
But I haven't vamped enough. Okay. Oh, boom, 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 boom. A natural 20. So that is, with my bonus, a 20.
All right, all right. I believe you. I believe you. But setting him free, I don't know if I can... What do you propose to do with him?
We need to get him away from where the city guard are going to pick him up. We have to figure out how to change him back. So we need a little bit more time.
I think we should take him to the Hamsars.
Yeah, the folks that sold him.
Yeah. And I think if you come with us, it's technically, you haven't let him go. You're just taking him on a walk of some kind, like getting him exercise or, you know.
Escorting him.
Escorting, yeah. You're guarding him still.
That's my job, he says. Okay. And he nods. and he continues nodding. He tips back the rest of his beer, wipes his lips, and he gets out a bridle to put on the cow and says, "Will one of you at least do this?"
Yes. Here, Lariah. You got him to quiet down.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Lariah will do it, but she'll also, like, try to explain to the cow exactly what she's doing every step of the way so he doesn't freak out again.
Pretty sure this young guy had a lot of indiscretion, so he knows what a bridle is.
Do you want to do, I don't know if it's animal handling or, I think animal handling or just like a straight up persuasion. Yeah.
Either one of those. Or you can sleight of hand it into his mouth. No.
Oh no.
I can try it if you don't want to.
Lariah pulls back a nub.
Lariah rolled, and with her like pretty decent animal handling, still got a 4.
Yeah, the lips are like very firmly pursed on the cow's mouth. Does somebody else
She's trying so hard, but she gets it. She's not very charismatic.
What about just a collar?
Do you have a collar?
How about a rope?
Riot grabs the bridle from Lariah and, oh, sorry, the one night I roll well. A 20, non-natural.
All right. Yeah, you're able to coax the bridle onto the cow, and the guard opens up the cell door and grabs hold of the leather tether and walks you over to the Hamsar ranch.
All right.
Now it is basically the middle of the night right now because you started off late, so Hamsars are fast asleep. Lights are all out in the little homestead there.
We could just wait outside their house until morning. We're at least away from the city guard arriving.
Yeah, we could do that. Like, sleep in shifts and wait until it's not the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. The guard suggests you go into the corral and then tie the cow up there.
Seems fair.
Yeah.
All right, we'll guard the cow.
Mm-hmm. And the guard will guard all of you.
Yep, yes. Sounds like someone's got the harder job. I mean, it's like 3 a.m. We don't have to wait that long.
Yeah, exactly. So time passes, and right at the crack of dawn, you notice that there's some activity inside the house.
All right, let's do it. Come on, Malark.
Moo.
Yeah, we get it.
All right, now which one of these kids has to kiss you to turn you back into a human?
He kind of goes over, and he starts pulling at the lead and towards the vegetable patch.
You want to eat some of the cabbage?
Ooh. We did hear that it wasn't for human consumption.
And he keeps pulling.
All right, let's do it. Let him at it.
All right. So he starts munching on some cabbage, and the cow transforms into a young noble, fully clothed and equipped as he would be in his regular human form. And he's just this, you know, handsome-looking young man.
Are you sure he transforms with his clothes on? I mean...
he's just got, like, a cabbage, like, in his mouth.
Is his bridle still on?
Spit that out.
Yeah, he's... And you see on the porch, Omayala just sort of staring out at her, cabbage patch.
Hey, I think this kid got into your magic cabbage.
I think you owe someone 25 dragons.
She crosses...
just kind of puts her hand on her hip to prove to like punctuate her point.
She crosses her arms and says, if you are to get money from someone, then it should be this man's father. This one, he rides by every day and harasses my daughter. This is no Prince Charming here. And he doesn't say anything. He just sort of keeps his mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, buddy. Right, turns to look at him. Has the young girl here said that she's not interested in you?
He looks down and then sort of shuffles around and says, yes, well, I thought perhaps she was just... well, I was mistaken, clearly. And I shan't be around here again, I promise. I'd rather you not mention this to my father, and perhaps we can settle the 25 dragons quietly. And he roots around in a coin purse.
And the cost of that cabbage that you ate.
Omoyala nods. Indeed. It was a magic cabbage.
Those are like, I don't know, 30 gold dragons?
I mean, the import fees from Cholt for sure.
Yeah. You gotta sing special songs to them to get them to grow.
Fine. Just please keep this to ourselves. I'd rather my father not know about this.
Okay, so next time you profess feelings for someone and they don't return them, what are you going to do?
I'm certainly not going to come back, and I'm not going to eat any cabbages.
It's a fair point.
Good answer.
Yeah. Because you know what? We'll be waiting.
If we're not waiting, the cabbages certainly will be.
That's right. The cabbage is patient.
He hands you the 55... dragons and just runs off.
Whoa. Right, grabs his collar. We haven't figured out what we're gonna do with the guard here. Because we're not going to kill him. And I know that was the first thing on your mind, but according to everyone else, he just let a cow go. So, so we're going to make you figure it out. I mean, ladies, you got any ideas?
I mean, can you give the guard some money and we'll say that you bought the cow?
Yeah.
Or, like, go talk to House Amakil, thank you. Go talk to House Amakil and say that you want to buy the cow, pay the 500. I don't know. There's got to be someone where, like, we can say that you bought the cow so that no one has to know that there's a missing cow.
Yes, I shall speak with Anton Amakil and simply say that I was interested in purchasing a very handsome young bull, and I've sent it off to a farm girl elsewhere.
All right. Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Well, Percival was very helpful in making sure that you didn't get killed.
He hands him some more gold pieces.
And... No, we're not trying to fleece you at this point.
He's just like handing out gold coins and just like trying to get out of the situation.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Sorry. We should make sure Percival didn't get fired.
Rose just holds out a hand.
Rose, is that the monk way?
Moo.
Moo. Are you gonna go back to Bran?
And give him his money back?
Yeah. All right. So you head over to Bran, and he is very thankful for the refund. And he, you know, it was his livelihood. He understands though that, you know, the Ilsimer boy came back and bought the cow for 500 dragons. And as Bran said, he doesn't mess with the nobles around here. So
So what's his new livelihood going to be? Well, that sounds like another episode. So.
Reckon it could be dairy, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Do you like cheese?
Love cheese.
But before we leave Amphale, can Lariah just check in with the Hemzar family and see when their herd will be in?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Oma Yela says, we're expecting the shipment in 10 day.
Cool, I'll be back in 10 days then.
Unless you want to tell us. What you got coming in?
Well, between friends, I will tell you that in Chult, we have a very strong tradition of dinosaur riders. And will be bringing...
Yeah, I'll be back in 10 days.
Just like the little girl had in her hand, I knew it.
I will be bringing in... Hadrosaurus and giant striders.
All right. I can't wait.
I will see you in 10 day then.
Yes, you will.
It's going to be like exciting.
20. We don't know how long it's going to take. All right, yeah.
You'll definitely see me soon. Like once your herd is here, just keep an eye out. I will be here too.
Somebody wants the wild shape.
Yeah, someone does want a wild shape.
Oh, because you have to see him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So. I can wild shape into any animal I've seen.
Awesome.
Just about.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Thanks so much for listening. As I mentioned at the top of the episode, we've got another live show lined up. In fact, we're returning to Emerald City Comic Con right here in Seattle. If you've heard any of our live shows, you'll know by now that they take place at Emerald Forest Adventure Con, and this one will be no exception. So if you'll be in Seattle, come see us on March 16th at Emerald City Comic Con. As always, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
Hey, adventurers. By now you've heard our discount code for Norse Foundry. It's D20Dames. It's pretty easy. But they've got more than dice and boulder D20s that will definitely dent your friends' character sheets. My current obsession is their hex chests. Hexagonal, honeycomb-shaped wooden box with little chambers to hold your seven sturdy dice in. Equipped with foam for easy travel and a velvet bag to put the box in. Hey! Why is there a bag for the box that then holds the dice? It seems like a little much. Excuse me, I'm trying to cut this commercial. Are you tapping into the same ley line? You're coming out of my own microphone. I don't know. Maybe it's called magic? Okay, sure. I need to, keep going with this. So, in addition to that velvet bag, you can pick a design to be carved onto the box. Like a gorgeous dragon, the tree of life, or this wicked winged sword. Lita. No, I'm Jen. You're Riot. I thought this was pretty...
I'm just saying what I would want to get carved onto my box.
Oh, well, that's... Okay, that's pretty sweet, but... You know, why don't you just finish the commercial? I imagine you can read my script using this said magic?
Oh, yes, I can. Nice try, sarcasm. So in addition to the velvet bag, the designs, you can choose from many beautiful wood options like purple heart or blood wood or some other things that probably have almost as cool sounding names. All you need to do at checkout to save 15% is use the code D20Dames. That's D20Dames at checkout. Unless you have a thieving spell or a rogue or... Oh, hey! I can feel you pulling out the cord. Hey, Jen! Jen! No!
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middle Essence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.